Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, at the end of the week, going into the weekend, the ideas that have been expressed by good hosts and on good radio programs, focusing on the issues of the day and the people that people are talking about. We have the stories from Talkers Magazine, available at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome you in to our food truck of ideas. I like that. We're serving on the sidewalk. Here we are at the top. Tim, I kind of look at these things differently each week, even though a lot of the same stories come back to the surface because they're important. There's always new ones. So, Michael, do you want to report on the people list and why some of these names are here? And story-wise, same thing.
Yeah, let's do it. The food truck of ideas, you know, some of the best food in America is served on trucks.
Food truck, I know.
It's yeah,
great
it's true.
Stuff. Yeah.
Number 10, we have Remembering December 7th. Pearl Harbor Day took place this week. It was the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the American naval base in Hawaii. It took some 2,400 lives and wounded about 1,000 more and plunged the United States into World War II.
So, you know what I said? My comment on the air was, with regard to that, for me, maybe it's my age, remembering December 7th, much more important than January 6th in the overall view, even though more talk and focus has been on the January 6th investigation. In the light of eternity, which one is more important? Which one to our way of life and to how we live and look at our country? Or is it just we're getting to the point where we don't teach this anymore? People don't remember. Generations that are coming along aren't schooled in what December 7th was all about, Michael?
Well, I don't know whether or not they're not schooled in December 7th. I mean, for goodness sake, World War II has been
right.
a dominant story my entire lifetime, and we still talk about it. Of course, it is fading over the horizon as part of our distant past as opposed to immediate past. I was born after it, as I believe you were. But if you remember in our childhoods, you know, movies, songs, books, characters were all, you know, World War II. And the ethics of it, the good versus evil, that whole issue, had not it been tarnished by the Vietnam War and subsequent wars. People knew what they were fighting for. I don't know. I don't know whether you can compare December 7 to January 6 because they're very different things. I think both are important in their own ways. And I think that it's provocative what you just said. I think that years as they go by will tell us the historic role of January 6th, whereas we've had 80 years to ruminate on December 7th. Mm-hmm. The Pearl Harbor Day remembrance, also a tie for that, is discussion about the holidays. One of the low points of the discussion this past week is a big Christmas tree outside of Fox News on 6th Avenue was set ablaze by, I believe, a homeless person, a deranged person. They don't think it's politically motivated. Just he decided to start a fire.
But
climate change
crazy
is a
people. The world is crazy. People are nuts. You know, who would have even thought about setting fire to a big tree like that? I guess we're becoming more expressive. That's as we mature as a country. Maybe that's what we can. We'll put
seems
that
like
under.
Just meaningless arson to me. You are right, though. The human race is nuts. I wonder how we compare to other species in terms of mental illness.
The bugs have it.
The bugs. They have a very orderly society. We should be more like bugs. We are earth that's bugs.
Right. Yes.
Ants. All right, number 8, we have social media tied with mental health and the First Amendment. Social media is sort of, on one level, it's creating mental health problems for young people. There's been a lot of talk about that, the negative effects of Instagram and pressure and addiction to their smartphones and the bullying that goes on and the hypocrisy, and a lot of kids are really unhappy. and they don't know why, because this is the world they've grown up in. They don't have anything to compare it to. And also the advent of social media has created a whole plethora of First Amendment issues. So that's number eight. And number seven, abortion legislation, that, you know, Roe v. Wade is now hanging in the balance as to what the Supreme Court's going to do per Mississippi and Texas. And number six, we have voter legislation tied with race relations, tied with immigration reform. Well, immigration reform is a staple of talk radio, so we don't have much to say about that other than it continues to be needed. Voter legislation and race relations completely tied together in terms of voter legislation laws versus in the red states versus the Senate mulling over counter laws to protect voting rights. And that's going on. Our friend Joe Madison, a talk show host at Sirius XM on the Urban View channel, is, I think, in the fourth week of his hunger strike, hoping the Senate will do something to counter the red state voting legislation that he says and that many people think is restrictive. Also on the race relations front, breaking at the end of the week, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty of creating racial tension by reporting a false hate crime. He was found guilty. That's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
Number five, U.S.-China relations. Number four, U.S.-Russia relations. We have all kinds of issues. We have issues with both countries because at the end of the week, President Biden kicked off his democracy summit, and of course Russia and China were not invited, and they were held up as the examples of how authoritarian rule around the world is threatening democracy, and they claim, hey, who are you guys to say that? China says it's a great democracy, so that's what happened there. There's also concern about Russia building troops on the Ukraine border. You know, yes, we got problems with Taiwan, with China, problems with Ukraine, with Russia, and problems with both on a million fronts. Number three, January 6th the aforementioned January 6th investigation tied with Trump's influence on the GOP. There's schisms forming in the GOP as to whether or not they want Trump to influence 2022's midterms and whether they want him to be president in 2024. I hear a lot of hosts now saying, I love his policies, but we don't need his baggage. And number two, supply chain backup, labor shortage, inflation, and controversy over the Build It Back Better bill. And that's all economics. And number one, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and politics. And there's your week in review. The people on the survey, Instagram head Adam Masseri at number 10. A late addition to that, you can update your charts on the on your shows, as Jussie Smollett, tied with Adam Masseri at number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 9, a tie between Lauren Boebert and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7. Mark Meadows and Nancy Pelosi tied at 6. Donald Trump at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is the ever-present Dr. Tony Fauci. And the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is number 1. And there's a snapshot of a whole lot of stuff going on this past week.
After we pause for a moment, I want to go back to number one to give you a couple of thoughts for us to chew on with regard to how some of these COVID issues or the realities are affecting certain parts of our society, of our segments of our society. 14 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The situation with the supply chain, one of the things that is on the list this week, supply chain backups and problems, that's number two. Well, at MyPillow, there are none of those. The holiday shopping rush is upon us, and MyPillow is happy to tell you they have no supply chain issues, no backups, none of that. All their products are made in America. There is no delay in shipping. And you know, so you underscore the fact that this guy is still selling a lot of pillows, regardless of the controversy about him. I was at a party last night, Michael, and it was at one of the networks, and their major advertising revenue comes from MyPillow. So there are a lot of people buying the pillows. A lot of people, they know that things are not canceled there. And so if you go to the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com, you can see all the great things that are there. If you use the DJV code at checkout, you go from 30 to 50, 65% discounts, especially on some of the sheets and slippers and robes. They have all kinds of things in stock and ready to ship very quickly. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page for deals and use the DJV code to find out exactly what the deal is, because it's different depending on the code that you use. The Giza Dream Sheets, two for the price of one, that sort of thing. The premium MyPillows are so inexpensive now, less than $20 with the promo code DJV. So check it out and then check out with the DJV code at MyPillow.com. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one. And the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you reminisce, be aware. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When a relationship ends due to a breakup, it ends for a reason. But it also began for a reason, and it also lasted for whatever time frame it did for a reason, too. The point is that although every relationship that ends in a breakup had to have some bad in it, it also had some good as well. And once we're apart from someone, we no longer miss the bad things. We only miss the good things. So we begin to romanticize about the good things. And somehow, through reminiscing, we make the good things much better than they likely actually were. Be mindful that you don't miss the bad in lost relationships. You only miss the good parts. But should you choose to rekindle that relationship, you will be getting back the bad along with the good. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
So, Michael, the wrinkle that I have on COVID has to do with a policy of teachers not notifying the parents that they have been sick, they've been exposed to COVID, and therefore exposing their children to COVID, that is the people and the students in the classroom. And I wonder, you know, as this thing gets more complicated, more people are in the hospital, they're not dying from Delta, but it certainly is a lot more important than Omicron. And, you know, this is becoming the teachers' unions are worked up because on the other side of it, they say that some students have been exposed to COVID, therefore exposing the teachers to it, therefore making their lives potentially miserable. So what's more important here, I guess, is the children more important, the teachers more important? How does that shake out? I don't get how the teachers think they're more important than the students.
I think that just as you said, another wrinkle in an ongoing complex situation.
Very complex. Yep. All right. It's 21 after the hour. I will settle the argument about dark meat and light meat. We'll simplify things as we continue here.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 at the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And there is I sort of go down a different street here because I don't know how to add anything new to the stuff that's here. I don't know what is there new that we can say about COVID. It's pretty much the vaccine debate, right? The mask debate, the mandate. You get a shot, then the mandates are falling apart. I think that's the story this week, actually, other than the fact that Omicron is not a big deal at all. It's Delta that's putting people in the hospital still. But the fact that the mandates that have come from Biden are falling apart. Right.
First of all, it's not a given that Omicron is not a big deal. It's just developing, although it does appear to be milder than
I'm not going to get all worked up about it. Like the
and there's a possibility, and there's the possibility that it could be an element in the equation to create mass immunity. So it's an interesting story.
But don't you think, from the new talk radio perspective of talking about the news, that it's irresponsible to continue to fill people full of fear? I find that obnoxious, frankly. The screaming of people often high-pitched, oh, my God, we're going to get this, that, or the other thing. No.
Well, I don't think that's going on anymore. I think that has toned down. One of my observations is that, and you touched on it when you said the mandates, it's settling into the following pattern, is that both the left and the right are tired of it. They're just tired of it, and a lot of people are just casting their fate to the wind and going about their lives more normally than they had been, particularly in terms of going out and, in many cases, not wearing masks at times when, 6 months ago or a year ago, that would be a major issue. Right. So and this is not as political anymore in terms of who wears masks and doesn't. And also, in terms of the anti-vax situation, I'm finding that more and more conservatives who are anti-mandate are pro-vax. That it's settling into, it's like being fiscally
liberal and economically, fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
This is what's
happening with the mandates and the vax. That many conservatives, more and more, it's hard to quantify it, but there's a trend toward conservatives saying, I'm not anti-vax, I'm anti-mandate. And finally, we're reaching the point where those two are being separated so that we can understand it better. Before it was,
Why is it taking so long to do that? That's a great point, by the way.
It's taken so long that's the way ideas and understanding evolves when we're dealing with something we don't fully understand. And the ultimate truth is we don't understand this disease as much as we'd like to. We make demands of the national medical figures for giving answers as if it were cut and dried. And yet in our own lives, when we have diseases that people do understand, we go through, get second opinions, third opinions. There's a doctor over here that says this. There's a doctor over there that says that. There's a new study. We are confused even about the diseases we know. How could we possibly all understand the details of this exotic new disease that we have never seen before? So that's what's
interesting. The latest Global Health Security Index finds that no country in the world has positioned themselves or postured to respond to whatever the next pandemic is going to be. And there will be another one. Could be 10 years from now. Could be 100 years from now. The same as with the Spanish flu. Remember, that was 100 and something years ago. And we've had other variations, but it's taken that long to get something as serious. And then people say, well, is it really as serious? Look at all the people, more people died in that than died in World War I. So certainly something to think about and talk about here at 28 after the hour.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden administration is quickly acting to help one of the six states struck by deadly tornadoes on Friday night. The hardest hit was Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear says a disaster declaration was quickly approved.
We've now been granted the immediate federal state of emergency. It is rare. It was granted incredibly quickly, and we are grateful to Homeland Security, to FEMA, and to President Biden himself.
Meanwhile, crews in Illinois continue to search the rubble of an Amazon warehouse for those unaccounted for after that was destroyed by a Friday night tornado. At least six people died when the roof collapsed there, and there are several still unaccounted for. A new ABC News Ipsos poll finding 69% of the people surveyed are not happy with the president's handling of inflation. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol now detailing its case for why Mark Meadows should be held in contempt of Congress. A 51-page document was released on Sunday, laying out in detail what the committee says it has done to try to obtain documents and testimony from the chief of staff of the former president, Donald Trump. It also noted Meadows' promise to appear, but says he has, quote, now reversed course and resumed his contemptuous behavior. The I word is of great concern when it comes to the U.S. economy. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The inflation crisis in America continues to worsen. Consumer prices have jumped 6.8% over the past year. That's according to a new report released Friday. This is the highest inflation rate the country has seen in nearly 40 years. President Joe Biden says his Build Back Better plan will decrease inflation, but many Republicans disagree. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso joined Sunday Morning Futures to discuss why.
This will break the back of the American people with taxes, with spending, with all of the mandates. People will end up paying more for just about everything. It will make inflation worse.
I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can find us online anytime as well. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Top 10. 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of December 6th through the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen. A little nasal congestion here. What happens, you know, the old days when we were kids doing music radio, it sometimes was good if you sounded like, a little bit. You notice that some of the old announcers sounded like they had a cold.
It was much more of a concern in the old days about the sound of one's voice to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's
true. And then that kind of changed.
Yeah, you know. Big, deep voices, all that stuff. The fact that China, our relationship with China is number 5 this week on the countdown, always in there. China could be exploiting internet security processes to steal data. That was a whole big thing this week about the hacking done by these Chinese firms. And at what point, I don't know, do you think the world is really, I find that I'm the only one talking, even in this country, on the radio about the Chinese, the problems with the Chinese government, the people who are running it. Am I the only one who's really zeroing in on this? Or
you're the only one. That's why it's number 5 on our survey,
because you're the only one. It would be number one.
Thank you.
I mean, do you really think that? Do you really believe you're the only one talking about?
Well,
China?
I don't hear. I listen around, and I don't hear a lot of people outraged about the Chinese government and its influence. And never mind even in talk radio circles, but in general, in social circles, people don't seem to get the fact that the more you buy at dollar stores and Walmart, all that cheap crap from China, they have control. They've managed to get control of the manufacturing end of almost every business in the world. They're all dependent on China, and it's atrocious. It's outrageous. It's untenable. And yet, here we are.
Do you blame the Chinese for creating a situation whereby they have economic influence all over the world?
Oh, what a great question. I know. You're so pithy when it comes to this. No, it's greed. They just saw, they know us better than we do. They saw that America...
Would it bother you if the U.S. was on the ascent and had that type of control over the rest of the world?
You mean my jingoist?
All I'm saying to you is you're absolutely right. China's a threat to the U.S.
Well, the Chinese, the way they do it, why do they feel like they have to provoke? It's different.
I'll give you the answer. We're in a different era. We're in an era of cyber war. We're in an era where the old, you know, the army is on the left side of the screen. There's the good army and the bad army on the right. And then they go, charge, and the horses all come together and guys are slashing each other with swords. Or, you know, the Battle of New Orleans, the British kept a coming and they're shooting them and they have their drums. That whole notion of war really doesn't exist anymore. And what we have to do, and this is the reason people don't see China as that dangerous. We used to think of, you know, the Russians.
They're pointing a gun at us.
Guns and bombs and, you know, the Nazis with the Blitzkrieg and the bombing of London and all of that stuff, all those images are still in our culture, and yet we are deep into the 21st century with a whole different set of circumstances, a whole different battlefield upon which all of this is playing out, and it's largely invisible in terms of, you know, actually seeing death, destruction, and explosions, you know. It doesn't take explosions. You know, controlling artificial intelligence can be devastating to the biggest armies on the battlefield by the other army. It could do it from one little control center and take down entire armies. Can't communicate with each other. It's a whole different scene. Add that to the fact that people have economic benefits by dealing with China. As you point out, they're involved in the economy. They provide cheap products, all kinds of issues. And that's the answer to your question. That's why we don't talk about China the way we would have been talking about the Nazis or even the Russians during the Cold War or even the Chinese during the Cold War. Mm. And we're starting to get educated to that. And it's slowly but surely filtering into the daily conversation in America that China is, to use a term, our enemy. A more practical term is they're our frenemy. Because, look, they just had this this crisis with their property in China. The Evergrande, I believe it's called. Maybe I've got the name.
The real estate company went broke and knocked the stock market into a
crisis.
Yeah.
China. We are dependent upon China remaining economically sound at the same time that we're competing with them. Talk about a complex relationship.
Yeah, right.
That's your answer.
Oh, thank you. That was a very good answer. So Bob Dole passed away this week, and even though he wasn't a sign of the times, if you will, I thought it was very interesting what Biden said, because, you know, in that era when Dole was a senator and Biden was a senator, they were all friends. They all got along. Yeah, they had different points of view, and they had to speak to their constituents, but they were all pals, and so, you know, it really didn't make much difference. Biden said Bob Dole would, they used to fight all the time about Amtrak, because Bob Dole didn't want to fund Amtrak and a lot of other programs that were part of, you know, the American.
Biden needed Amtrak to get to Washington.
Yeah, exactly. So he said, Biden said Bob Dole told him that he would vote to continue to fund Amtrak because if he didn't, Biden would keep them up all night and cause a lot of trouble. I thought that was really, and you know, kind of an opening as to how things were. And they certainly aren't that way now. I mean, you know, because exactly what you just said. I remember Joel Heffley. Remember Joel Heffley?
Sure do. Nice guy. He was very friendly on talk radio.
Oh, very, very, very good guy. Very
it was because of him I got a tour of the Capitol.
Really? Yeah.
And I didn't have to break through the glass window. I actually got to walk through the door. I should have sorted to protesters, but that's another story.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, well, he was the same. He and Dole, Heffley in the Congress and Dole in the Senate tried to kill the funding for Amtrak because they said if it couldn't run on its own, why should people who live in who knows where subsidize the riding of the rails from New York to Chicago? Yeah, something along that line. And I agreed with him at that time. I used to have him on my program all the time. And I'm for that rallying cry.
Who'd you have on? Bob Dole?
No, I had Heffley on.
Oh, Heffley. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, but Bob Dole in the Senate did say that the only reason he voted to fund Amtrak year after year after year is because if he didn't, his pal Biden would have the Senate stay in session all night long in order to get that vote through. Because Biden rode Amtrak from his home, and he got on the train. He still does now. I think he doesn't take the train home.
Not
he goes on to Wilmington. And that's when he was in the Senate, he'd get on the train in Wilmington every day.
He takes an Uber now, I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Kidding, folks. Kidding.
So I want to talk about Brian Williams. He was never sometimes news people become talk radio hosts or vice versa. It's gone in both directions, I think, over the course of this thing we call talk radio since the 70s. Brian Williams had a tough time on NBC, mostly of his own doing. Then he went to MSNBC, and now he has quit. He's going to do some other things. And he signed off on Thursday night by saying, quote, "My biggest worry is for my country. I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist." What a great word. An institutionalist. I believe in this place. And my love of my country, I yield to no one. But the darkness on the edge of town has spread to roads and highways and neighborhoods. He said on the air, "Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by our constituents, possessing the kind of college degrees I can only dream, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, hoping we will forget who they really are. They've decided to burn all of this down. They should scare you to no end. It scares an aging me." So, you know, under the circumstances, is he right? Is everything being burned down? Is America falling apart to the point where it cannot be like Humpty Dumpty put together again? It's kind of what he's saying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps there's a similar degree of alarmism to that as what you complained about earlier, the media and the politicians striking fear into the hearts of America over COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, America has always been falling apart. Democracy is untidy. We've had scandals. We've had authoritarian, corrupt politicians. We've had lies. We've had wars that were unfounded. We've had executions that were mistaken. We've had slavery. Come on. This country has been a mess from the beginning. That's part of freedom. You know?
Is that right? So can we make people feel better or more comfortable with that message? Not that that's our job.
I don't think we should be too comfortable. I don't think being an American allows us to get too comfortable. I think that the whole purpose of the kind of media that I've devoted my life to and that you're involved in is to talk about the dark side, to talk about problems, to air out differences, to exercise the First Amendment. I don't know if these are the worst of times. I just don't know. So, you know, I find it interesting, but I'm not going to say, yeah, institutionalism. That's establishment.
That's a good word.
Ism.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know.
I remember Andy, what was it we used to say when we were kids? Anti-disestablishmentarianism or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
The longest word in the English language.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, in a moment, we'll find out who Michael is interviewing on his MH interview this week here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
All right. So at the Talkers magazine, or at the above the fold, if you will, at Talkers.com, the story of you and Michael Berry having a conversation. Good talk show host from Houston. What'd you get out of him?
Michael Berry is a bright guy. He's a former mayor pro tem of Houston. He came from politics. He's got 2 law degrees. He's got 2 adopted children from Ethiopia. His wife is from India. She's a former secretary of state, and he's called a racist for his policies on the air. It's
amazing.
He's an amazing guy. And Michael Berry is the fellow I talked to. Check it out at mhinterview.com.
Right. Or you can find it at talkers.com as well. That's the story. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown at 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
After the hour now, it's time for us to overview the top five items, according to research done by Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen, starting us off at number five, which is a focus on emoji, right?
You taught me how to say it. Emoji. I didn't teach you to say it. No. You always say it wrong. It's emoji.
Emoji. All right. You say emoji, I'll say emoji. Let's call the whole thing off. All right. So what's the list here look like?
So this is the most frequently used emoji of 2021. This is our, you know, part of the, as we round down the days of 2021, a lot of these lists come out. And this comes from the Unicode Consortium, which is the not-for-profit organization that's responsible for digitizing the world's languages. And so and they're in charge of which new emoji get added every year. And so tears of joy, that emoji, accounts for over 5% of all emoji use. The only other character that came close was the heart. And then after that, it's a really big, steep drop-off. The least popular category were all the flags. And the reason, which is bizarre, because there are 258 flags represented, different countries and subcategories, and they are not used at all. So I'm hoping that for next year, since they're not being used and they're just taking up space and you have to scroll past them to get to the emoji that you want, I'm hoping that they just kind of wipe them out and add some more stuff that is a lot more relevant to, you know, kind of everyday life, which is the point of emojis. It's, you know, expressions of emotions and experiences that affect you in an everyday life thing. And so country flags only come out usually around the Olympics, and who knows if that's even going to happen this year.
All right, number four. There was a major power outage at Amazon Web Services. How did that affect people using or trying to buy stuff at Amazon.
This happened on Tuesday, and this was such a major outage. So many people, especially right now in the holiday, gifting season, so many websites were taken down. Southwest Airlines was down, Delta was down, Venmo and Instacart and Roku and the McDonald's app and Disney Plus. I mean, the list goes on and on. And now I'm even hearing there are some gambling sites. You know, sports betting is so big, and a lot of the sports betting sites went down this week. And then that's really complicated because then you have to refund people who placed bets, but then they couldn't, then the website crashed, and so you can't actually, see who you can't collect on a winning bet. So it's been pretty complicated, and it's been really expensive for a lot of these businesses and apps who use Amazon Web Services. This is not Amazon's marketplace. It's not like shopping on Amazon. This is the web service that provides cloud computing to a lot of different websites. So it was a big mess. It's still being cleaned up in some cases.
All right, number three, as we count down to number one, the overview of the hot hits, if you will, in the world of technology. It seems our country is going to lead a global initiative to do what?
Yeah, it's a global initiative aimed to prevent authoritarian governments from using technology for surveillance and human rights issues. As we know, the Chinese government has used U.S. technology to surveil its citizens, modernize its military, and target the Uyghur Muslim population in Xinjiang. And so the U.S. and allies are going to create a code of conduct for export licensing, and they're going to share information on sensitive technologies that are being weaponized against human rights activists and journalists and government officials and things like that. And this is not just China. It's that Israeli software as well that's been found on its spyware, and it's been found on a lot of different human rights activists and journalists' phones without them knowing it. So it's kind of a big deal. We've got to rein that in.
Yep. All right, number two, carjackers are using a new tool, it looks like.
Yeah, the stories just keep increasing and increasing, and as people are out shopping for the holidays and they're parking their cars in public parking lots and malls, these car thieves are attaching Apple AirTags to the car with a magnet, and then they're tracking the vehicle until they're parked at home, and then they're stealing them. So some of the things that local police are saying, and this is happening across the country, you can always check, as soon as you get in your car, if you've been parked in a public spot, open up your Bluetooth on your phone and see if an Apple AirTag that's not yours pops up. If it does, you might want to drive right to the police station and let them know, because this is becoming a real issue. If you park your car at home, put it in the garage if you can. If you have to park it out on the street or in the driveway, then you might even want to invest in one of those, wheel locks from the 90s, so that even if someone can track your car, they can't actually steal it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Microsoft. It's a big problem. It's crazy.
I know you'll find this surprising, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese have been accused of hacking. All right, how's this?
Yeah, Microsoft announced this week that they seized a number of websites that were being used by a China-based hacking firm to carry out cyber attacks in 29 countries, including the U.S. Microsoft seized 42 websites, and they said that this is the hacking group known as Nickel, and so they're hoping that they can thwart off future attacks and ransomware, but it's, just the tip of the iceberg.
All right, let's hear it for our friends the Chinese. It's 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.